This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأنت مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. As you were aware of it, the title of this talk بإذنه سبحانه وتعالى is Uncompromised Honor. And I know in your mind, or at least some of you, are thinking about certain things, about honor itself, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His deen, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, about the Salaf al-Salih. And all of you who have that thought or these ideas, I will say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. These individuals or these lists, the list that I mentioned, are deserved to be talked about. But the uncompromised honor that I'm talking about, it is not any of the things that I listed. It is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. It's not Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though everything that I will say, probably most or most of them came from those two sources, bi-idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the uncompromised honor that I'm talking about is our sisters, is women. A lot of you think, subhanallah, what are we talking about? Are we not going to discuss about Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu anhu and what he did for the Ummah? Are we not going to talk about Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu and how he gave his life for Islam and his deen? Are we not going to talk about Mus'ab bin Umayra radiyallahu anhu, the first man that Rasulullah chose to deliver this deen from the city of Mecca to the people of Ansar in the city of Medina? Ikhwati fi Allah, the true honor, and that we cannot compromise, the honor that we cannot allow to be scratched, we cannot allow anyone to talk about, we cannot allow anybody to tamper with, we cannot allow anyone to change their views, is women, our sisters in Islam. Because without them, none of us would be here. Without them, none of the ulama that you know, great men that we talk about, Ibn Taymiyyah, who is he? But the product of his mother. Ahmad bin Hanbal, who is he? But the product of his mother. Bin Baz rahimahullah, who is he? But the product of his mother. So in reality, the honor that we all must maintain is our women bi-idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason that I chose this, ya ikhwati fillah, is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as all of you are aware of, he said, the first ibtila, the first fitna of Bani Israel was in their women. The first test One thing that Bani Israel could not handle was their women. And when the women of Bani Israel became corrupted, then their religion and their men also became corrupted. And the day that the Sahaba or the Salaf rahimahumullah were able to maintain their women, teach them, honor them, respect them, treat them well, that was the day that the Muslim were respected and Islam were respected. Muslims were respected and Islam were respected. But the day that we say, La, we should not allow women to come out of their houses. No. Boys, don't do anything. Let your sisters clean the house. And you, sit inshallah and enjoy because you are the man of the house in the future inshallah. And that little banana breath who's sitting right there, useless kid, we let them enjoy and be the empire of the house. Well, the little girls who are the true future of the ummah, been oppressed and abused. And I'm not talking about every single case, I'm talking about general statement. I'm making general statement. So ya ikhwati fillah, until we understand the status of the women in Islam, until we understand they are the true power by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until we respect them and give them the respect that they deserve, none of our condition or most of our condition would not change. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the believers, what did he say? Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ibudu rabbukum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. We all came from the same seed, male and female. Both of us. Allah did not say for the man only say iyyaka na'budu. But he said, men and women, both of you say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. In the end, at the end of Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. مِنْ ذَكَر, male or female. Both of them, male and female. Not only male, but both of them. ويقول الله في سورة الأحزاب إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات, and he lists both of male and female, ذاكرين الذاكرات الحافظين والحافظات, so on so on, and all of because we are equally يا إخوتي في الله in the sight of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. يا إخوتي في الله, why do we have to respect them, and why that Brother Saeed have to talk about this subject that a lot of you think it is unimportant? We all know what sisters are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be cooking and changing diapers. Am I right, brothers? You know, they're supposed to be cleaning the house. They're supposed to be a good wives and good mothers. They're supposed to be obeying their husbands. They're supposed to be entertaining, and the man has a need that he should be she should entertain that. But this is not the purpose of women only, ya ikhwati fillah. This is what we like to magnify. This is what we like to talk about, because we men, and most of the time, where men are sitting on front behind the microphone, men are giving khutbah, men are giving lectures, so we only most of the time show our side. Ya Allah, we always said, Yaqulu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the women of the Sahaba, look at your position, how is your husband with you? فَإِنَّهُ جَنَّتَكِ أَوْ نَارِكِ. Is your Jannah or is your Jahannam? We like to quote a hadith that protects our rights. But a lot of times, we overlook the rights of the sisters, and they are the true honor that we all should maintain, ya ikhwati fillah. Ikhwati fillah. The reason that I'm talking about this, is the day that these sisters who don't understand their role and their importance, then it will become fitna for us and for them. And our children at home, who do they learn from, ya ikhwati fillah? They don't learn from their father most of the time. They don't learn from the sibling most of the time. They learn from their mothers, ya ikhwati fillah. And if the mothers are not righteous, then subhanallah, most of the time the upcoming generation, most of the time the future of the ummah is in danger. Illa ma rahim rabbuk. Look at the sister side, go and see the sister side. And see the number of the sisters compared to the number of the brothers. See how many of them are taking notes. See how many of them wear the niqab. And compare the brothers who are wearing beards to the sister wearing niqab. And compare to the brothers who are taking notes to the brothers to the sister who are taking notes. And compare to the sisters who came to the brothers who came here. You would see, mashallah, the majority of the khayr is there on their side. But at the same time, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Men are maintainers of women. And subhanallah, yes, it was, that's true. Men supposed to be the protectors and the maintainers of women. Lakin subhanallah, nowadays, تَغَيَّرَتِ الْأَحْوَالِ وَانْقَرَبَتِ الْمَوَازِينِ. So men are maintained by women most of the time. And if your wife, if he doesn't bother you about Salat al-Fajr, most of the men would not come to Salat al-Fajr. If our wives are not bothering us about taking children to the masjid, most of us would not bring our children to the masjid. And just come and stand outside of the masjid on Saturdays and Sundays. And see how many mothers dropping off their children. And subhanallah, you sometimes, I wonder, I think all of these children, I can? They have no fathers? They all yateens? What happened to their fathers? Alhamdulillah, he's sitting in Tim Hortons, talking about the election. Oh, he's gonna win. No. No, you know, Mrs. Clinton was, subhanallah. What happened to your child? Did he go to Salat al-Fajr? Did he memorize Surah al-Mulk? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a surah in the book of Allah that protected sahibaha min adab al-qabr, from the punishment of the grave. Do you care about that? Most of us know, subhanallah. But we know the ayah, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. We memorize that ayah. فَسُبْحَانَكَ رَبِّ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَاللَّهِ يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ انْقَلَبَتِ الْمَوَازِينَ. Things have been changed. The mothers are more concerned about their brothers, about the children more than the fathers. And listen to the mu'amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about women and what he used to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to say to the men, Allah, 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 Allah fi nisa, fa innahunna awan indakun. This is when the men were men. When al-rijal fi'lan qawwamuna ala nisa. If you think you are men, how many of you have second wife or two wives or three wives? It used to be that the men would marry women, now women marry men. And it became other way around because she is the qawama. But here, Rasulullah at that time, he used to say, Allah, Allah, fi nisa, fa innahunna awanun indakun. Innahunna asirat. They are under you, have mercy on them. Yani you're mad, I know you're mad. You're responsible when you do your responsibility. But be careful the way that you treat your wife. Be careful the way that you treat your daughter. Be careful the way that you treat the women who are under you. Allah, Allah, fi nisa. And now I will say, Allah, Allah, fi nisa, ya ikhwati fi Allah. And give them their rights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to do this. Wa yaqulu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayrukum khayrukum li ahli, wa ana khayrukum li ahli. He said, the best of you are those who are best to their wives. And I am the best to his wives. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ikhwati fillah, never discriminate daughters from the boys. Never said, Abdullah, Al-Tayyib, Al-Qasim, Ibrahim, you have special treatment. But the girls, Fatima, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum, Zainab, you're a second class citizen. Never told that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his children. He used to treat them equally. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time almost that Fatima comes, he will get up sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he will welcome his daughter and he will kiss her forehead and he will say, sit right here next to me. Sit right here next to me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew his society, his community. That the community of Jahl, community who had no respect for women. So he gave them reward, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I'll tell you the reward if you treat your daughters well. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever have two daughters and raise them well based on the book of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, فهما, he is my companion in Jannah. فهو رفيقي في الجنة. Imagine, all you have to do, lose this little kid and take him to the zoo and leave him with the monkeys. You know, you have to. If he's not listening, he's not obeying, he's not respecting his parents, you know, don't say he's my son. He's going to carry my name, the family name. Look at the daughters. Look at them, subhanAllah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not talk about the boys, but he said about the girls. He said, if you have two of them, and you raise them well, you, Ya Abdullah, my companions in Jannah. You, Ya Abdullah, will be the neighbor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. And subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, when you are the neighbor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أعمل لدار البقاء رضوان خازنها الجار أحمد والرحمن ناشيها أرض لها ذهب والمسك طيلتها والزعفران حشيش نابت فيها أنهارها لبن من محض أنهارها لبن من عسل حتى قال والطير في على الأسقان على والطير على الأسقان عاكفة تسبح الله جهرا في مغانيها يعني جنة of عرضها سماوات والأرض. All this is if Allah bless you with two daughters and you maintain them, teach them the book of Allah, put that little hijab on them, and you say, Aisha, you look beautiful with that hijab. Taymiyyah, you look wonderful with that hijab. You know. And subhanAllah, a lot of sisters and a lot of brothers, they don't understand that children from young age, they adopt what they see. And they go with what you teach them. And the sisters, mashallah, they say, oh, she's so cute. She's just going to a wedding. She's only 9 years old, mashallah. Put a miniskirt for her. And miniskirt, when she bends down, you can see, subhanAllah, the moon from the other end. Wallahu Akbar. But this is not Islam. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was married at the age of 9. You know, if you think that's abuse, oh, Oprah. This lady, she was pregnant when she was 9 years old. So she is an adult. Don't treat them as a kid. No. You say, aib. Shame on you. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from you. This is not what Allah wants from you. This is what Rasulullah, this is not what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants from you. And let us go, ya ikhwati fillah. Take examples from the women of the past, from the salihat. We always talk about Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and he is deserved to be talked about. We always talk about Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah, and he is an imam we should talk about. We always talk about Ibn Daqiq al-Eid, and he is an imam and we should respect him. We always mention about Abdullah ibn Mubarak, and he is an imam from the Immat al-Ummah. But today we will talk about the salihat from the women of the past. The first of this, ya ikhwati fillah, is Sarah bint Haran. Sarah bint Haran. And who is Sarah? Is the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sarah radiyallahu anha wa alayhi salam, aydan, she was so beautiful. And she was not fooled by her beauty. She did not say, oh, I'm so beautiful, I'll let me be a model. Oh, mashallah, I'll be, mashallah, doing tawaf in the malls. I'll be going from one mall to another mall. And mashallah, from the Scarborough Town Center to the, what do you call it, Dan Mills, I'll be doing that stuff for a marwa between two malls. And every day I have to go and buy new cell phones. And have a new makeup. No, Allah. She was one of the most beautiful women ever. ولكن كانت عابدة قانتة لله سبحانه وتعالى. قانتة. مؤمنة. And look, when the king took her as one of his slave girls, and the king at that time had a habit that every beautiful woman that he had, his boys would go around. And they would say, oh, we follow a beautiful woman. And he would say, well, bring her. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had no authority, no power to protect his wife other than be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he put his trust in Allah. And then she was in the palace of that tyrant. And what did she do? Wallahi, ya ikhwati fillah, our sisters need to know the salaf of the salihah. They need to know the biography of these individuals. At the time of hardship, the sister should not run to her mother. She should not call her parents. She should not say, I need authority to protect me. But she should go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this man came to approach her, wants to commit a zina with her, وَهِيَ طَاهِرَةٌ عَفَانٌ, what did she do? She asked Allah to protect him, to protect her from him. And every time he tried to come approach her, some of the ulama of Mu'arrikhin, they said, rahimahumullah, he would not be able to move. And then he would say, this is must be you. Ask whoever you ask and release me from this. And then she said, ya Allah, let him go. And then that person was unintelligent, tried it 3 times. And then he said, إِنَّمَا جِئْتِمُونِ بِالشَّيْطَانَ اُخْرُجُوهَا عَنِّي. You brought me a shaitan, a devil, but and he is the devil in reality. Take her out of the palace. He is the devil. And not only that, and he said, and take a servant with you, take Hajar with you. And look what Hajar. Servant, but mu'mina. Yeah, you don't have to be from a noble family to do righteous deeds. You don't have to know your lineage and you say, well, and I'm from this tribe. Or my fathers go back to Hassan bin Ali radiyallahu anhu. Or my father or my family goes back to Al-Hussein. And subhanAllah, almost every Pakistani, every Yemeni, every Somali, we all go back to whom? Al-Hassan wal-Hussein. Yani al-alam al-Islami kullu. Are the offspring of Hassan and Hussein? Nobody left any other children? None? مَا يَخْتَقِ اللَّهِ يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. And you say, MashaAllah, this brother from Africa, Africa. And he tells you, I am the offspring of Al-Hussein. And he says, SubhanAllah, Hussein, he looked like this. Ya khay, call Bilal, claim Bilal radiyallahu anhu, we will give that to you. And Hussein, that. And you see this Pakistani say, Ana Sayyid. I go back to Ana Sayyid. Fi Allah dum garan nahi kharab hai. Rashwa, what is this? Allah wa. Allah wa alam. Is this not true? Ya ikhwati fillah. This is the case of a mu'min. Let us come back to this Hajar who was servant of Allah. Ama. And then Sara radiyallahu anha. She was not able to give birth to children. So she said to Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim, don't die like this. Marry her. Be with her. And have children from her. Allah will bless you. Child from her. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى قال إني مهاجر إلى ربي سيهدين. And we made hijjah for the sake. قال فبشرناه بغلام حليم فلما بلغ معه السعي أي غلام حليم. Very patient, forbearing child. And that is Ismail. On the case of Yaqub in Ishaq, يقول فبشرناه بغلام عليم. Because Ishaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the sifat al-ilm, that he was a alim. But for the case of Ismail, Allah قال بغلام حليم, a patient child. So Hajar got pregnant. And then Sarah, of course, radiyallahu anha, she got jealous. She's more beautiful, yes. She's free lady, yes. She was the first wife of Ibrahim, yes. But she got jealous of Hajar because now Ibrahim is going to be a father. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Ibrahim to take his offspring to the place of Mecca in the city of Mecca. Now look at this, ya ikhwati fillah, also. When Hajar radiallahu anha, Arab Jibreel and Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he brought them to the place of city of Mecca, to the Bayt al-Haram, the ulama rahimahumullah al-mu'arrikhin, he said he did not inform her anything. He just gave her what she needed for that time, and he turned away. فَقَالَتْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ إِلَى مَنْ تَتْرُكَنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, who's going to take care of us? And Ibrahim alayhi salam would not look, turn to her, or talk to her. And then she's walking behind him, and she said, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ إِلَى مَنْ تَتْرُكَنَا إِلَى مَنْ نَلْجَعْ إِلَى مَنْ نَعْوَى إِلَيْهِ. And Ibrahim is not talking to her. حتى قالت الله أمرك بهذا, did Allah order you to do this? قال نعم. In another narration he turned and he just not, and قالت, and then she said, اذهب فإن الله لن يضيعنا, فإن الله لن يضيعنا. She said, go, Allah will not waste us. But look, subhanAllah, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. And I'm not talking about the sisters, mashallah, who fear Allah, who is wearing niqab and hijab and jilbab. But I'm talking about the sisters who have some wrong impression about the purpose of their existence. If the husband says, listen, we have nowhere to go, we cannot go back home, or we cannot both go back home, one of us has to stay and work for the family, you stay with the children and raise the children in a Muslim country. What would the sister say? Oh, you want to get rid of me so you can get married to another wife. Right? Subhanallah. But Hajar, she said, go, Allah will not waste us. Go, Allah will not waste us. And then she stayed there, radiyallahu anha, until Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba. In a very well-known story. The other story, ya ikhwati fillah, is the story of Hanna bint the wife of Ali Imran, and this is the wife, the mother of Maryam. Look at this woman. Her aim, her goal in this life, was for her to have a child who will serve the house of Allah. قال ربي إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محر فتقبل. Ya Allah, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرِّ, Ya Allah, whatever I'm carrying is yours. I want that to be your servant, the servant of your house. And when she gave birth to a child, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُ أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Yani look, يقول العلماء, when Allah said, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, male are not equal to female, it means women. How women, some of them hold higher status than men. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Yani, how, what do you know about women? Maybe you think women, they don't know much, they can't do much, but Allah says, لَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Which means a man can never do what a woman can do. Can you give a birth? You're like, oh, Bismillah, carry from here. Ya inshallah, take it out. You can never do this. You can. You can never take 1 second being in contraction or being in labor. You can't, because this is not you, ya ikhwati fillah, or not us. And this is what she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is for her to raise her child. And even when Allah gave her a child, with a female child, she made that child a servant of Masjid al-Baytullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the other woman that we should mention, ya ikhwati fillah, in the history of Islam, is Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiyallahu anha. A woman who accepted Islam first. Or is the first woman who ever accepted Islam. Nobody ever, as we know, ya ikhwati fillah, said, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, before Khadija radiyallahu anha. In the history of Islam, the first person to say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I bear witness there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, was Khadija. Was Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Not a brother, not a cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his wife. And the first person who died for the sake of Allah was also a female. And then the brother, mashallah, I'm a man. Yes, you're a man, a useless man, mashallah. You know, yes, that is the case. If the person don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if the person doesn't do what Allah and His Messenger ordered him to do, he's a useless individual. And Khadija radiyallahu anha, she gave everything in her power to serve Islam and to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never ever said, Ya Rasulullah, you're always outside. Come on, give it up. Give time for your family. Spend some quality time with the wife and the children. Take us to the park. You know, we haven't seen some monkeys and donkeys and for a while. MashaAllah. No. Her husband would come back, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he kullahu asa wa ta'ab. They rejected him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They spat on his face. They put filth on his head where he was in the state of sujood. Some of them beat him up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or tried to beat him up. All this, and he comes back, and he finds comfort and ease in his house. It's not like some of the women, when the man is coming, mashallah, he has to get ready for jihad fi sabilillah. So I'm going home. Allahumma ya Rabb, hawalina wala alayna. Ya Allah, protect us and not on us. You know, he stands at the door, wallahi. He's speaking, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I hope she's asleep, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. La ya ikhwati fillah. Khadija was different. Khadija, she knew when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming home. She's ready for him. She's ready to comfort him. She's ready to say, La wallahi, la yukhzika Allahu abada. Don't worry, Ya Muhammad, Allah will never disgrace you. Who are you? Don't you know who you are? You know? Don't you know who you are? You, Ya Muhammad. Wallahi, you never tell a lie. Wallahi, you go to your family members. You give a sadaqah. You help those who are in need. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى النَّوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ Allah will never disgrace you. She comforts him. She does the job of a mu'minah. And this is the women that we need. This is the honor that we're all searching for. This is what we cannot compromise. This is the thing that people say, oh, today we're looking for Khalifa. Khalifa what? Who is he going to rule? All these models? All these sisters, mashallah, when they come to Salatul Eid, they think, mashallah, they have to come to Arat al-Aziyah, or model show, or what do they call nowadays? Fitness show? Allahu A'lam. No. If we need Khalifa, who is he going to rule? You and I? When he says, you cannot shave your beard, Allahu Akbar. We need our freedom. Let us make hijrah to Israel. Let us make hijrah to America. The Khalifa cannot rule us nowadays because we are not ready. We are not. When our wives, our daughters, our mothers are ready and they teach us that we should be ready, then the Khalifa, when he comes, then he will find people who will follow his orders. Us, we will say, no, we don't want this. We want to sell cigarettes. We want to have this. We want our children to have this and that. La wallahi. So ya ikhwati fillah, this is the wife that we're all looking for bi idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Umm Sulaym. Wama adraka ma Umm Sulaym. What do you know about Umm Sulaym? Abu Talha comes. Abu Talha, a man that the women of Medina were fighting for him. I mean, they would fight for this man, Abu Talha. But Abu Talha, he only wants Umm Sulaym. And Umm Sulaym is the wife, is the mother of Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhuma. He doesn't want any other woman, he wants Umm Sulaym. She's a noble lady, she's a smart, she's intelligent, she's beautiful, she has wealth, she's everything. He wants Umm Sulaym. So he comes, and he says, Ya Umm Sulaym, I'm here. فَقَالَتْ يَا أَبَا طَلْحَ مِثْلُكَ لَا يُرَدْ Person like you can never be rejected. وَلَكِنْ I am a Muslimah and you are najis, kafirun najis. We cannot be together. فَقَالَ لَا وَاللَّهِ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا الْأَحْمَرُ وَالْأَبْيَضُ He said, no, wallahi, the reason that you're refusing it is because you want that ahmar, gold, wal abyad, silver. قالت لا والله. If you say la ilaha illallah, that is my mahr. If you say la ilaha illallah, that is my mahr. So فقال أبا طلحة. That's it. All I have to say, la ilaha illallah. Yes, la ilaha illallah. Let us go. Where's Brother Sa'id and two witnesses? Let's go. La. But he became a Sahabi radiyallahu anhu. Sahabi. Yes, enter Islam because he won that lady. But he became the people of Ahl al-Jannah bi-idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at Ummah Sulaym. Look, Ummah Sulaym, this man, he won a woman that is smart, not a woman that is beautiful. Now the brothers, mashallah, all of you, you know how everybody goes to the imam's office. I'm looking for a wife. MashaAllah. Brother, you're looking for a righteous wife? Yes, I'm looking for a wife. You know, and you think the brother, mashallah, his eyes will pop out and say, mashallah. Brother, make sure that we don't have your janazah before your wedding night. So relax. No heart attack. And then he said, what do you want? Oh, she has to be beautiful. She has to be skinny. She has to be tall or short. She has to be this and this. And mashallah, oh yeah, she has to have hijab. قاتلك الله يا عدو الله. That's all you care about, hijab, beauty and color and status, everything. But this man, he married women who have understanding. First thing she did, she said, I cannot be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not a man. He's a man. I cannot sit with him and say, tell me ya Rasulullah, give me the description of Jannah. Tell me, ya Rasulullah, when I die, how big is my palace? Ya Rasulullah, give me a hug. She cannot do this. So what did she do? She sent her son who is 10 years old. She said, I want to know about this deen. I want to learn. There's no DVDs, there's no internet, there's no CDs, there's not. I want to learn. So what did she did? She sent her little microphone to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, ya Anas, go and sit in front of Rasulullah and record and remember everything that he says and he does and come back and tell me. So she said, she dressed him radiallahu anhu and she said, ya Rasulullah, this is my son Anas, he's your servant. He is your servant. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for him. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Oh Allah, give him a long life. Oh Allah, give him a wealth. Oh Allah, give him offspring that are righteous. Subhanallah. And Allah gave him everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for. Everything. But look what also she did for her husband. They had a child who was sick. And then one day he went to the masjid, radiyallahu anhu. And when he went to the masjid, he came back. And qala, kayfa wajadta walad? How is my son? قالت أسكن ما يكون. He's very calm. Very calm. And what did she do, ya ikhwati fillah? In his absence, the boy died. The boy died. So she prepared the child, she buried the child, and she waited for her husband. She dressed nice. She fed, mashallah, prepared dinner for him. And he came from this. How is the son? Oh, my child. He is in a good condition. He's very calm. He's not complaining about anything. And then she fed him radiallahu anhu. And sisters, a secret that I will tell you, but don't tell their brothers. If you want your husband to listen, to talk to you, feed him first. That's how we work. That's how they work. That's how we all work. If you feed him, mashallah, you know, he's all ears, elephant ears. If you don't feed him, things are not stable. Inshallah. Now, she fed him, and he, mashallah, she's ready for her husband. And he spent the time with her. And then she said, ya Aba Talha, if a neighbor gives me something, if I borrow something from the neighbor, and then they asked back, should I be upset about it? He said, what would you be upset about it? This is their belongings, and they asked back. She said, well, Allah took his ariyah back. Allah took his gift back. So he gets very upset. He said, my son died, and you fed me, and you slept with me at the same time, and I am in the situation, even instead of giving condolences, you just, what you did? And he got upset. And he went to Rasulullah in the month, said, ya Rasulullah, a'alimta ma sana'at Umm al-Sulaym? Do you know what Umm al-Sulaym did? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, she, that night that you spent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place seed in her womb and you will have a righteous child. From that night, and that child, if you go back to the Mu'arrikhin, he became Hafid al-Qur'an, Hafid al-Kitabillah. And he became one of the ulama and one of the mujahideen fi sabilillah. Wallahu a'lam, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other example, ya ikhwati fillah, is the example of Khansa. And this is a woman who had four sons. All of them, they went into the battle of Qadisiyah. All of them. And when they went to the battle of Qadisiyah, ikhwati fillah, when they went there, before the battle, she said, come. Come. All of four. And she said, wallahi, I never ever cheated your father. I never disrespect myself. All of you are from one father. Today is the day that you should honor me and honor your father, and die and fight for the sake, for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all for your ikhwati fillah, all of them fought and all of them were killed. All four. What did she say? قالت الحمد لله الذي أقر عيني بشهادتهم في سبيل الله. الحمد لله who blessed me with their shahada. الحمد لله who blessed me with their shahada. All of them are shuhada في سبيل الله. A mother was for shuhada. And a shaheed is a person who will intercede for his family members. And imagine, you are the shaheed and your mother is the first on the list. And this woman, rahimahullah, radiyallahu anha, wa rahimaha, she achieved the highest status of the salihin bi idnihi, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The brothers, jazakum Allah khair, so we have to start for salat al-maghrib. And inshallah, we will continue with the subject some other time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi'izzati amma yisum.